This is Mary Ford of Chesney interviewing Ralph Chessy, spelled R-A-L-P-H, capital C-H-E-S-S-E, at a studio in at 54 Mint Street in San Francisco, California. The date is October 22nd, 1964. Present also this afternoon is Robert McChesney. I'd like to ask you first, Ralph, where were you born?
I was born in New Orleans in 1900.
In 1900? And where did you receive your art training?
Through my own experimentation, mostly. I did all sorts of things. I started in as a painter when I was about 16, and I switched to theater, and I combined both things. I eventually combined painting with puppetry, and I became a puppeteer. But I always painted during my puppet activities and exhibited. My first exhibition I had in San Francisco in 1928 with the Art Association, and when I won a prize with Matt Barnes at that time.
Did you begin doing puppetry while you were still in New Orleans?
No. I began puppetry up here in San Francisco with Blanding Sloan in 1925, I guess it was. When I first was introduced to it. And then I went to New York in 1926, came back in 1927 and 28, I started doing my experiments with puppetry on my own in a theater that Blanding Sloan had started on Montgomery Street at that time.
How did you first have any relationship with the government-sponsored art project?
Well, with the art project, the first contact I had with them was when I found out that they were going to do murals in the Coit Tower. That was in, I think it was 37 or 38?
No, it was earlier, it was 33 and 34.
Oh, 33 and 34. And I submitted drawings for one of the panels. I was allowed a space in the building, and I submitted drawings, which was accepted by the board. And I did a subject on children and playgrounds at the top of the stairs.
Who were the people on the board to whom you submitted your design?
Well, there was Ralph Stackpole was one, and the director of the De Young Museum, Walter Heil, I remember, was on that board too. And all the drawings were submitted to the De Young Museum and was passed on by this board and made selections as to what the subjects would be, and they wanted a related style all through the building.
Were you invited to submit designs?
No. I had to really go after it, because everyone was clamoring to get into the building, and there were probably more artists than there were spaces, and they had to really go through everything that was submitted to them and make selections. And I had to go after it. It wasn't just handed to me.
How did you happen to hear about it, that the building was going to be available for mural work?
Well, this was one of the first projects that the artists became involved in, and of course, being a member of the Art Association and working with artists around town, I got wind of what they were going to do, and I knew Stackpole, and I contacted him immediately and asked to be included in those who were permitted to submit.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Lucien Labeaume, who was also one of the painters. He was he did the stairway going up on each side. And then Ben Cunningham, I knew him very well, and I knew a lot of the artists who were involved in doing murals for the building. And at that time, everyone was Diego Rivera conscious. Many of them had studied fresco with Rivera, some of those people who were working in this particular building, so there was a kind of a Rivera spirit, I think, throughout the project.